This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME, and this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, November 13th, 2020. ARRL has petitioned the FCC to reconsider its order removing the secondary amateur allocation at 3.3 to 3.5 gigahertz and requiring that amateur operations in the 3.45 to 3.5 gigahertz band cease, quoting, on a date consistent with the first possible grant of flexible use authorization to new users, end quote. ARRL said the public interest is in using the spectrum, not in leaving it vacant, waiting for some future application. ARRL outlined a number of ways radio amateurs use the band. These included weak signal point-to-point communication, propagation study and experimentation, beacons, moon bounce communication, satellites, amateur television, and mesh networks, which can promote experimentation and have been put to use during emergencies and disasters. ARRL said that these and other amateur experimental activities make good use of the spectrum and, quoting, should be permitted to continue on a secondary basis unless and until a new primary licensee is ready to operate in a geographic area where interference would result. On United Nations Day, October 24th, the Alexanderson Alternator Station, SAQ in Sweden, transmitted a message on 17.2 kHz urging unity in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic. The message transcript said, in part, the global COVID-19 pandemic challenges people and nations to unite and to minimize the negative consequences for individuals and societies, and to uphold the advancements in public health made in recent decades. Good health and well-being are a prerequisite for a peaceful and sustainable global development, and health equity cannot be achieved without peace and human security, end quote. The CW message, transmitted on an electromechanical Alexanderson alternator, which dates back to about 1920, was signed by Anders Tegnell, the chief epidemiologist of Sweden's public health agency. SAQ received some 400 listener reports from all over the world, including some from the U.S., Russia, and Japan. The farthest reports came from Tasmania, south of Melbourne, Australia, approximately 9,950 miles away. This is ARRL Audio News heard in Ventura County, California, via the WD6EBY 145.2 and 445.46 repeaters, Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Now the AMPSAT report, courtesy of Bruce Page, KK5DO. Six upcoming amateur satellites have coordinated frequencies with the International Amateur Radio Union, ORSAT Zero from Portland State Aerospace Society at Portland State University is a one-unit CubeSat. It'll have digital capabilities on 436.5 MHz and 2.425 GHz. Launch is planned for February. Tartan Artibius 1 from Carnegie Mellon University is a 1P Pocket Cube, a digital downlink on 437.17 MHz. The school also has Pi Cubed 1, a 1P pocket cube. Its digital downlink will be on 437.29 MHz. Both are set to launch in December. SATLLA2 from Ariel University is a 2P picosat with a digital downlink on 437.25 MHz and 2.401 GHz. The scheduled launch, again, is December. CSIRO-SAT-1 from University of South Australia and CSIRO is a three-unit CubeSat with a digital downlink on 437.315 MHz. The launch is set for next March. From Turkey is Grizu-263A, which will have a digipeater mode with forwarding of received messages on 437.19 MHz down It's set to launch in December. Thanks, Bruce. A giant in the field of low-band DXing and contesting, John Devildeer, ON4UN of Belgium, died on November 9th, an ARRL Life member. He was 79 and had been in failing health. In addition to his enthusiasm for operating, Devildeer may be best known as the author of the popular book ON4UN's Low-Band DXing, published by ARRL, as well as other books including Ethics and Operating Procedures for the Radio Amateur, which he co-authored. The president of the Royal Union of Belgian Radio Amateurs said Devildeer was a radio amateur in heart and soul who will always be remembered. According to his QRZ.com profile, Devildeer's uncle got him interested in amateur radio, and he was licensed in 1961, getting into contesting and low-band operating a little later. He worked 364 DXCC entities on 80 meters, lacking only North Korea. After Belgium gained access to 160 meters, Devildeer confirmed 325 DXCC entities on top band. He was elected to the CQ Contest Hall of Fame in 1997, and the CQDX Hall of Fame in 2007. This is ARRL Audio News, heard in the Denver area via the Aurora Repeater Association's 145.15, 224.74, and 448.85 megahertz repeaters. The SHARES HF program recently brought the FEMA Integrated Public Alert and Warning System, IPAWS, and the WinLink HF email development team together to demonstrate that an IPAWS message could be delivered by HF in the event of an internet outage. IPAWS is FEMA's nationwide local alert system that provides authenticated emergency and life-saving information to the public through mobile phones as well as on NOAA weather radio. The Ohio Military Reserve Black Swan exercise provided the opportunity for the demonstration. Ideally, a SHARES WinLink station would be at the location where the IPAWS message originated, but the exercise used the internet to get IPAWS messages from the point of origination to the SHARES headquarters program office in Arlington, Virginia, where custom software detected the IPAWS message and forwarded it by WinLink HF email to exercise participants in Ohio. The messages were relayed automatically from FEMA through the SHARES WinLink hybrid HF radio email network with no human intervention. Messages were then retrieved by SHARES operators over SHARES WinLink, and the messages handed off to radio amateurs who manually relayed them to county and city emergency management agencies. The SHARES hybrid WinLink radio email network is provided to the federal government at no cost by the Amateur Radio Safety Foundation, Incorporated. Kristen McIntyre, K6WX of Fremont, California, has assumed the office of ARRL Pacific Division Director following the recent vacancy in the office. She will serve as director for the remainder of the current term, which expires on December 31st, 2022. McIntyre was appointed as the division's vice director in 2018 and was unopposed as a candidate for the position in 2019. She has served as ARRL technical coordinator for the East Bay section, first licensed in the late 1970s while a student at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. McIntyre also is licensed in Japan, her second home, as JI1IZZ. She's president of the Palo Alto Amateur Radio Club and is a senior software engineer at Apple. A new IARU Region 2 emergency coordinator has been appointed. The International Amateur Radio Union Region 2 Executive Committee has named Carlos Santamaria, CO2JC, as the new Region 2 emergency coordinator. He succeeds Cesar Pio Santos, HR2P, who retired after 12 years of service. Santa Maria has extensive experience serving as Federación de Radioaficionados de Cuba, National Emergency Network Coordinator. He oversaw the network's activities during hurricanes and earthquakes, maintaining contact with emergency coordinators in other Caribbean countries to protect emergency frequencies. I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME, and this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, November 13th, 2020. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. 73.
ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.